Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself. Discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Well, welcome everybody. I am your host, Beth Wolf. Welcome to Life in Full Expression. This is episode 2, and we are going to begin to unveil the 7 dimensions of life in full expression today. So with that, just a quick review from our last episode, we looked at 3 elements that are going to be really part of this 7 dimensions of expression that I'm going to unfold for you today. I'm going to attempt to get through all 7. If we don't get through all 7, well, we'll follow it up with our next episode coming up on September 5th. So little reminder that we're here to explore and elevate and expand this life. It is my intention that we are living a life that really ignites us. And with that, we're feeling filled up. So that means that we're going to be able to give more to the people around us in our community. So really, ultimately, why is it important to us? Why does it matter to you that you would even have 7 dimensions of expression in your life? Part of a little bit of background to me is I teach at a local college, and I teach a personal wellness class to Running Start students all the way from 18 to sometimes I have students that are 40, 50 years old. And personal wellness is more than just being physically fit. It has an umbrella of many facets, and that's what I'm going to begin to introduce you to today. Well, and also, it's a life in harmony. Again, music has its flats and its sharps and its melodies. And if we're always thinking about trying to have a life in balance, in athleticism, that takes a lot of focus and a lot of energy. And what I'd like to introduce to you is we're going to build a blueprint together. We're going to build your unique alchemy, your unique harmony of what it looks like for you to have your own symphony kind of thing in your life. So as I was doing some preparation for this show today, I ran across an article in Forbes magazine, and I love to hear from other people. An amazing author that wrote a book, Leading the Life You Want, Mr. Stuart Friedman. And he was asked this question about, you know, people talk about work-life balance. And him and I have some similar thoughts on this. So I'd like to read to you a little bit about what he said about that and why he said. And Stuart says that balance is a misguided metaphor because it conveys the idea that we have to give up the prospect of success in one part of our lives in order to have it in another part, one or the other. Can you guys relate to that? It's like if you are having a super successful career, then your health suffers. Or if you're really putting your all into your health, then maybe your career or your relationships. So he goes on to say that when we think this way, we're likely to end up making more sacrifices than necessary. If instead we pursue the prospect of harmony among the different parts of life, like the instruments in a jazz quartet trying to make good music, then the possibilities for well-being and high performance are much greater. He says that this is what our research and practice show. Consciously and deliberately aiming for what he calls a 4-way wins: improved performance at work, at home, in the community, and for your private self, your mind, body, and spirit. This is going to lead us to a smarter use of time, stronger relationships with people who matter most, less distraction and more focused effort. I know that I love that, and better results. It's not possible to have it all in balance. And does that statement challenge you a little bit? You're like, wait a minute, I've been striving to have this balance and I've been hearing all of this. And so if this challenges you a little bit, welcome it. He says that maybe we aren't to have the balance all at once. But our research shows that over the course of time, it is possible to have a greater sense of peace and harmony. So welcome to Life in Full Expression, to the seven dimensions. And let's look at a little bit more about, you're going to begin to ask yourself, and I'm going to introduce to you basically developing an assessment for you to take. It's in process right now, if I'm developing it. And again, as I looked at what would it look like and feel like for us to have an abundant quality life that has that peace and that harmony? Well, I'm going to go back and remind us that we can have a life of default or we can have a life of design. So I'm beginning to introduce to you that we're going to design your blueprint of harmony. And again, as I was doing some research, I came across this amazing thing called the World Happiness Report. I had never heard of it as I've been doing some research. It's been around for 10 years. Maybe you have heard of it. But I just want to pull up an image of this World Happiness Report, and is actually been doing research in 150 countries of people evaluating their own lives for over 10 years. And in this happiness report, basically, there's a growing international interest in happiness in all of these countries and actually being adopted of the United Nations in July of 2011. And it's inviting national governments to give more importance to happiness and well-being in determining how to achieve and measure social and economic development. Is that not cool or what? Here we are having a greater level of care and dynamic that, hey, it's important that people's lives are experiencing this happiness because it definitely has a correlation to our social and economic development. So what happens is readers may be drawn in by wanting to know how their nation is faring, but soon become curious about the secrets of life in the happiest countries. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and look up that happy report. It's been going on for some time. And actually what it showed is the pandemic actually brought not just pain and suffering, but an increase in social support and benevolence. And I love to ask the question this, is there's always a seed of good if we are willing to look for it. And where was the seed of good as we came into this COVID? Well, this is one of the things that came out of it, is the capacity of individuals like you and me. They rallied to each other's support in times of great need and happened. And I know one of my own coaching clients lost her husband to COVID. He was just in his 40s. And there was a rally around a lot of people. I had another client that a very good friend of theirs died from COVID. And so there's an increase of capacity that can come from these things that are really difficult. So with that, I want to introduce to you again that we are going to begin to explore and we're going to elevate and expand in all these seven dimensions. My desire is to help you discover greater clarity for yourself, help you develop a greater capability about what's meaningful to you and fulfilling, and then expanding. Hey, let's deliver a greater capacity of you participating in life, collaborating your true expression, and giving into the world your heart-centered gifts and talents. So are you ready to get started? Let's dive into the first dimension of full expression, and that is the physical dimension. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and describe each one of these. And like I said, I'm going to provide an amazing assessment for you guys coming up here in the near future. So the physical dimension is really a daily process that depends on the decisions you make and the behaviors you practice every day. So it's really an optimal state of physical and mental well-being. It's not just an absence of disease. So if you are experiencing a very fulfilling physical dimension, I just imagine, you know, just bringing up this image of a woman dancing, that she is full of life. And being full of life, she is making decisions each and every day to actually have her experience that. A great source that I like to talk about, if you've heard Dr. Bruce Lipton on the biology of belief, all about epigenetics, you know, our cells have receptors on them, and they hear what we think and what we feel. And so we have an amazing effect on our internal environment. If you remember, he did some research where he just started out with three petri dishes and stem cells, and he changed the environment of each one of those petri dishes, and lo and behold, the stem cells basically acquiesced to that environment. So it's really important about your decisions and your behaviors in your daily practice to have optimal health in your physical dimension. Another component that's important is nutritional food. As you see this image coming up of all kinds of, it's like a full color plate. You're getting all the different colors of the foods. And one of the sources that I go to myself is an amazing YouTube channel by Dr. Eric Berg. He has an incredible amount of information on nutrition as well as supplementation. And then another component of your physical dimension is sleeping. And so as we bring up this image of a woman having a blissful sleep, it is very important that you are giving your body restoration, because when we're sleeping, we're resting and digesting, and our body is restoring. And also, I like to look at another way to rest is, you know, this man that's laying by a river and enjoying not only the essence of nature, but the flow of the water next to him. And so he's just taking a nice rest. So this physical dimension, you might be like me, where I've gone through waves of physicality in my life. I was super fit as a young person. I did triathlons, and then I got married and got pregnant and went through a whole different level of fitness. And so I became a bit unfit, gained a lot of weight, and then began to bring my nutrition back into play and have brought myself into fitness again. So here's some things that I would like to introduce to you about this physical dimension and really about assessing yourself. Because if we don't look at where we are, we don't necessarily know where we can go. So there's some questions here that what decisions and behaviors support your values in physical dimension? So in other words, what is maybe one or two of your major values for your physical dimension? I'll give you one of mine. It's fun. I love to have fun. So my physical activities to me are really important that I have fun. And another one is basically that I'm able to really enjoy life to the fullest in that value. So I love to water ski and snow ski and have fun doing it. So what is it that you value? And then the next thing is asking yourself, now that I know what's important to me, what decision can I make to experience that value? So, you know, mine's fun. And one of the things that I like to do is go out on my boat and go water skiing. And in the winters, I go snow skiing. And I choose different kinds of fitnesses. And I make a decision in order to experience that value. Then I put it into my calendar and make it happen. Now, next step is your behavior to support that value and decision, that you're having that continued habit of making sure that physicality is in your life. Walking is an excellent exercise that I love to do on a regular basis. And here's a little hint that I actually learned from Dr. Berg, is that if you walk backwards, and you want to be on a flat area and be safe with this, is that it will decrease your cortisol levels even more. And it also helps in your coordination and stuff like that. So that's a little expert hint. And now allow yourself to assess. Where would you put yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 in your physical dimension right now? Are you honoring that value? Are you making the decision to honor that value on a daily basis? Is there a behavior that is actually, you can see evidence that it is happening? Where would you put yourself in that from 1 to 10? And this is something that I have my students do on a regular basis in their college course is, all right, let's assess yourself right now. And, you know, at the end of the quarter, we'll look at that a little bit. So that's our first dimension. And what I'd like to do is go ahead and take a break. And we will come back with a short commercial. And we're going to start with our spiritual dimension. And so we'll find out more what it's like to experience a life in full expression spiritually. I'll be right back with you.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tune into The Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, with Life Full Full. I'll say it. I'll get it out. Life in Full Expression. Tripping over my own tongue here. And today I'm introducing what it's like to explore, elevate, and expand in seven dimensions of life in full expression. We just got done talking about the physical dimension, and I introduced some questions to ask yourself, know about your value, behaviors to really see, are you actually doing that in life? So the next one up is your spiritual dimension. So let's look at defining that. This is where you are able to identify your own purpose and your why in life, learning how to experience love and joy and peace and fulfillment, and helping yourself and others achieve their full potential as well. Did you hear that? Like, you're first, okay? It's about you fulfilling your potential, and then you get to help the people around you. So as you devote yourself to your needs and others, you actually begin to spiritually develop to produce a sense of greater meaning in your own life. And we are part of something bigger than ourselves. That's one of the reasons why I love being here with you on this talk radio show. And the opportunity that I have is I get to be part of something bigger. So I just want to bring up this image of a spiritual journey. We're on a journey. It's on. We're discovering it together. And one of the things that I love to do on this journey is read books. I love to take in people's wisdom. And one of my favorite books that I've read over the years is called The Secret of Ages by Robert Collier. And he talks about how there is this vital force in us. We could call it spirit. We could call it infinite intelligence. You could call it your prana. There's just all kinds of things. But basically, you guys, we've got a vital force in us that we can tap into and that we can really bring out. And I just want to bring up another image to you of this man with his arms out where, you know, I learned even from recently when I went to a retreat down in South Washington with Dr. Sue Mortar, of just how even opening up our hands, our bodies are actually like a chalice and the energy can flow into us. And so I love this image of this man with his arms out as he's bringing in the energy, that vital force that can come to him and through him and for him. And the same thing with a woman, you know, she's got her image of her with her arms out as well and in a different fashion as well. But we're really always drawing that energy into us. And one of the things in my story of spirituality, maybe you're like me as well. I grew up in some religious aspect of like a Protestant Christianity that I learned. And then I moved into learning more about world religions. And then there was really an awakening for me. And truly, as you are going to hear more of, is that Neville Goddard is one of my favorite authors. And he wrote a book called The Awakened Imagination. And I began to hear that, oh my goodness, Christ consciousness is actually our own wonderful imagination. And if we form an image in our mind and we hold that image and we assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, that actually draws to us all the resources and the inspired steps to actually fill that image. So let's look at that just a little bit more simplistically. Years ago, I general contracted a large home, and it starts with digging a hole first. And so the bulldozer comes in, it digs this big, huge rectangular hole, and guess what? Then the house begins to go into that form, and then the concrete guys show up and they build all their forms. And so, you know, that experience, I spent years and years buying these magazines at the grocery stores of different kinds of architectural plans of a home, and one day I found one, and it was exactly what we loved. And I put that image up on the side of our refrigerator. I just left it up there. In 7 years, that was up on our refrigerator. And as I held the feeling of the wish fulfilled, and that I was like, we're going to live in that house someday. We built it. We moved into it. It was so fun. And that was just such an evidence of that I held the image in my imagination. You guys, I would sit and imagine, you know, walking through the house and watching my kids play in the house and how great it felt. And wow, I had no idea that that kind of vital force was really in me until I began to experience that. And even now it begins to build. So a little bit of reflection questions now on the spiritual dimension. So where are we? You know, again, we're going to assess that from 1 to 10. So what decisions and behaviors support your values in the spiritual dimension? Are you exploring, elevating, and expanding your purpose and your why in life of expression? Again, if you don't choose to actually design it, then we live in this default energy and sometimes even begin to live in life is happening to me rather than life happening with me and for me. So what's your spiritual value? What's important to you? What really matters for it to show up in your life? What's the decision that you can make to actually experience that value? And what would be the behavior that would actually support the value and the decision? So in my own life, one of the things that's very important to me is journaling and being very quiet and meditating and doing certain yoga positions. And for a time, I kind of dabbled in it. I'm like, oh, I'll do it here, I'll do it there. And as you know, when you dabble, you kind of get dabble back. So once I really made a decision, like I am doing this on a daily basis, I want to create this momentum. I want to design this momentum. Wow, I started really noticing a difference. So what would be the element that you would really love? You know, the value for me is really that consistency, so that I am staying tapped in and tuned in to my spirituality with that. So there's your spiritual dimension. Where are you in that? 1 to 10, you know, where would you put yourself? And I want to also allow you that your assessment is not a judgment of yourself. I kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier. It's more of an observation. Because we're here having this human experience with this incredible vital force in us. And I really truly believe that we're here to play, explore, elevate, and expand. So what are you observing about your life right now in your spiritual dimension? Pretty cool, huh? All right. Well, let's move on to the next dimension, and it is your emotional dimension. A lot of times I found with my students in my college class, this was like their least favorite, it because their emotions were just all over the place and they didn't really know how to skillfully accept them or be aware of them. And so that's part of what your emotional dimension is. It's more than an absence of problems and illness. It's both emotional and mental states to your feelings and your thoughts. It involves your awareness and acceptance of a wide range of feelings, not only in yourself, but also in others, that you are now having an awareness that there's 8 billion other people on the earth, or there's a few other people in your family, in your community, and we're all looking through our own lens. And it's also an ability to express your emotions skillfully. It's to function independently. It's also to learn how to skillfully navigate with the challenges of daily stressors and demands. Again, a reminder that a stressor is not necessarily bad. It's a demand being put upon us, and then we decide, is it bad or is it good? It could be neutral in that essence. So I just want to bring up this image of the word of love, because ultimately we are all desiring to be loved, to express love. And guess what? You know, when we come in as these little babies, we start learning how to skillfully express that, or a lot of times as we're figuring things out, it's unskillful. And this is something that my mentor taught me, you know, in relationships that I've had so far, whether they be with my family or professional or partners, that learning that sometimes I may have loved skillfully and maybe I have loved unskillfully, or I called out for love. I'm like, I would, you know, really love to have that approval of my parents. I would love for them to, you know, just accept me the way I am. And sometimes I didn't ask for that skillfully, and sometimes my parents didn't express it skillfully. But it's just, notice how I'm describing it. It takes us out of the blame, and it takes us out of this victim mindset. And, you know, my life was with me with my parents. It was for me. It wasn't against me. And so I love to show even an image of a man, you know, showing a heart with his hands. And what if we were all filled with just waves of grace that each and every one of us are attempting to learn how to skillfully love and skillfully ask to be loved. And when we have that kind of grace and patience and acceptance, we can make our world a lot better within ourselves as well as around us. So let's look at the reflection questions for assessing your emotional dimension. Now, what decisions and behaviors support your values in your emotional dimension? And are you exploring and elevating and expanding your awareness and acceptance of a wide range of feelings in yourself and others of expression? One of the things that has helped me quite a bit in this dimension is world travel. I've spent time in India, where I lived there for a month and worked with Mother Teresa at the Home of Destitute and Dying. And I traveled around the country in many different orphanages, not only using my education degree, but also a lot of my orthopedic rehab skills. And that awakened me to, there are many ways of how people express themselves. And the culture in India is very different than the culture in America. And that definitely gave me the opportunity to explore, elevate, and expand. So what is it that you emotionally value? What matters to you? And one of the things that you can do is just easily go on the internet and bring up a list of core values. And you could just put in there, what are some, you know, emotional core values? And because sometimes you're like, well, I'm not really sure, Beth. And so it's nice to kind of get some ideas on that. So one of mine would be for me to have world travel so that I'm exposed to a lot of different people's cultures. So again, what decision to experience this value? What could you do? And on a smaller scale, some of my students in my college class, it was just about them, and they were going through this during COVID. So just imagine, they're like totally sequestered. And a part of this, of them expressing their emotions, they actually became a little bit more brave to reach out to some of their friends. And that was the seed of good out of COVID, is they all of a sudden they didn't have anybody around them, and now they really missed their friends. And it's like COVID created this desire and courage for them to reach out and actually, you know, call out for love and call up a friend and say, hey, let's go do this together now that COVID is lifted. So it was really cool to watch that. So is there an area that you could maybe reach out and call for love? Is there another person that maybe you could express love to? What behaviors would support that for you? And then what's your observation in your emotional dimension? Where are you? You know, one being you're not exploring, you're not expanding, you're not elevating very much. 10, you're out there on your green growing edge, man. You're way out there. So just to give you some context about that. So next up, let's look at our social and relationship dimension. And I'd like to come back to that right after our break. So stay tuned. This is Beth with Life in Full Expression, and we're going to come back with another dimension of Life in Full Expression, and it's going to be about the social and relationship. So stay tuned. Come on.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Welcome back, you guys. I'm Beth Wolf, your host with Life in Full Expression. And today we're talking about the seven dimensions of a life in full expression, creating a blueprint of harmony for you. Not so much about a work-life balance, but a harmony, a symphony that you can create in your own life that ignites you, inspires you, and gives impact in your life and to those people around you. So welcome back. We're going to dive into the next dimension of wellness, of expression, and that is your social and your relationships. And really, this comes down to our ability to interact effectively with other people in social environments. It's an ability to develop satisfying interpersonal relationships and also fulfill some social roles. I know that I always feel so much more expansive when I am part of my community. And it's about us participating and contributing. You guys got some amazing gifts and talents and skills, and you know, you don't want to just keep them inside of you. It feels really good to share it with the people around you. And also, it helps us to grow of what it looks like to live in harmony with others. And I think that if we're not out in our community, we just kind of tend to wither away. Some of the things that I love to do in my local community is be part of our local chamber. I actually get to serve as the director of the education committee coming up here. And so I get to grow. I get to be on my green growing edge in that endeavor. Another part of your social and relationship dimension is your own personal physical health is really important in this dimension, because in order for you to be an asset to any relationship, whether it's on a business or a personal level, is that your health is going to add to the community, and they're all interrelated. So this physical dimension and the social dimension, they actually have a unique relationship to it. So I'd like to, you know, just bring up an image for you to look at of some men working and having fun, and showing you the energy on these men's faces as they are collaborating together and really experiencing sharing ideas with one another. That's really what, you know, again, we're having satisfying interpersonal relationships. Super cool, super fun that we're having that together. And then another image that I want to pull up for us is this really cool one that I found of these hands painted red in the shape of a heart. You know, that it wouldn't look so cool and it wouldn't be so awesome to look at this image if it wasn't everybody having different size of hands, and it took all of those hands to make that image. So I really believe that we truly are better together, and it first starts with us being the best version of ourselves in that physical dimension, that you are getting good movement for yourself, that you love, that you are giving your body an amazing amount of great nutrition. Water is super important to that as well. And that you are giving your body sleep and restoration. Some of my friends giggle at me because from a young age, I just haven't required very much sleep. So sometimes people are like, I'm not going to hang out with you, Beth, too much. You don't sleep very much, you know. But I even had the difference in daughters. I had one daughter that just loved to sleep, and another daughter that by the time she was one, she was like, I don't want to nap anymore. So we're all different in that. And there's great studies out there. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're sleeping 8 hours. I even found a great course on Mindvalley. If you're not familiar with Mindvalley, there's a great course that you could take on there for sleep to learn a little bit more about that. So back into this social and relationship dimension is some great reflection questions is, again, what decisions and behaviors support your values in your social and relationship dimension? Are you exploring and elevating and expanding your ability to develop satisfying personal relationships that contribute to your community of expression? So you might even be asking yourself, Beth, I'm not even sure how to develop a satisfying interpersonal relationship. So that's where books are a great idea. Other podcasts are a great idea on relationships. And I do enjoy this quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. I don't know if we have to go all the way to being scared, but do something that scares you each day. There might be a little inspired step that you could take to reach out to someone, you know, express that love or call for that love. Calling some up to go to lunch or, you know, one of the areas that I do this with is I have masterminds with many friends, colleagues across the United States. And we actually are able to develop our interpersonal relationship with each other. So it's important, too, that you have different kinds of levels with the social and relationship dimension, because you want to be, if you're going to be sharing more intimate things, you want to be with someone that you really trust with that. And then professionally, it's at a different level. So there's all different levels that you can look at with that. All right. So you've got your social relationship value. Again, you can Google those. What are some values of really healthy relationships? And what's the decision that you are making to experience that value? A great idea at this moment is you could actually write out a sentence in these dimensions. And we're going to go into this more on September 5th. I'm going to take us back in for a review and do a little deeper dive in some of these areas. But if you were to write out a sentence of what it would look like in your social dimension that you're actually fulfilling that, that's another great aspect. And we'll do more of that on September 5th. And then finally, you're going to make your observation in your social relationship dimension. Where are you? Are you kind of not exploring and elevating very much in that? Or are you maybe more above? I tend to be more up in the 7 or 8. I love to meet new people. So I'm always out there on my green growing edge on doing that. So that wraps up our social and relationship dimension. And you've made your assessment on that from 0 to 10. And I'm going to take you through one more that we're going to go through, and probably you maybe even have been waiting for this one, but it is your career. It is your occupational dimension. And what is that? How could we really define that? So I'm just going to move something here on my screen real quick, you guys, as I do that. What I'd like to bring up here is this is about your career and your occupation. You know, we spend a lot of time in this. Discovering and developing really healthy habits and behaviors and navigation skills that enable you to experience our harmonious career or occupation. Now, some of you might be going, Beth, I don't even know if that exists, but it can, it does. Remember, if we go back to Neville Goddard's that I was talking about earlier in spiritual, that if we create the image and we hold that image of the wish fulfilled, we're actually drawing on the laws of the universe, the law of gravitation, the law of attraction, the law of vibration, and we can bring that in. So ideally in this career dimension, you want to be contributing your unique skills and talents to your career and work that is rewarding to you, and rewarding in a multifaceted way. So I just want to bring up this image of fulfill your destiny and fulfilling it intellectually, emotionally, creatively, and financially. All of those are very important to you feeling really fulfilled in this arena. And so here's a great question that you can write down for yourself is, what would you love to experience in your career? And I want to ask that question just a little bit differently of, you know, I want to work here, I want to do this, I want to do that. When I ask that question, I'm really asking, what kind of things would you like to emotionally experience? What would really give you life? So just looking at myself, when I asked the question, what would give me life after I completed a 25-year marriage and was looking at, okay, I've been in sports medicine for 35 years. I've done, you know, all kinds of aspects from helping in clinics at high school, at college, at Olympic level. I've traveled the world doing different, you know, relief after earthquakes. And I asked myself the question, well, what would I really love now? And there was a still small voice in me that said, I'm an inspirational teacher. I love to inspire people's greatness that is in them. I love to help them awaken it. And that really aligned with my values. So as you're looking at just an image of, I feel like making dreams come true, these are great, great questions to ask yourself. What gives me life? What aligns with my values? See, we're creating this blueprint for yourself. Another great question to ask yourself in this area of career and occupational is there good in it for others? You know, that kind of takes away the element of greed. And if there is good in it for not only you, but me and others around, that's a win-win. I think that's really important. And then also, does it require help from a higher power? Well, I would say yes to all of those. Just before I came on this talk radio show with you, I spent time in meditation, just wanting to be just totally servant-oriented towards you and really asking my masters and guides to help me fill in some of the color commentary in this talk, because I have an outline in front of me, but I also want to flow from my heart and from infinite intelligence. And so that's one of the things that I do as I present this talk show is, yeah, I want help from a higher power. So again, in quick review, asking yourself in your career, what gives you life? What aligns with your core values? What would you truly love to be experiencing? Is there good in it for others? And does it require help from a higher power? So as we come in for a landing here on this occupational and career dimension, you're going to ask yourself this question again. What decisions and behaviors support your values in occupational dimension? Are you exploring, elevating, and expanding healthy habits, behaviors, and feel your career is multifaceted and fulfilling of your expression? This is one of the areas that a lot of times a lot of clients come to me for coaching. A great example, just recently that I was mentioning earlier, one of my clients, her husband died due to COVID. And she just came to me and was like, I don't even know what I want to do. I don't even know if I want to keep doing the same thing. She was in real estate, and it was really interesting watching her come through this process of, she even thought, well, maybe I just want to go work at this company and just get a paycheck. And when we ask the question, does that really give you life? It was so easy for her to answer and go, no, it doesn't give me life. Because at that time, her heart was in so much pain due to the loss of her husband. She was in a place where I just don't even want to think about it. I don't even feel like I deserve to have, you know, a fulfilling career because I just lost my husband. So it takes a little bit of a journey sometimes of from the circumstances and conditions that you may actually be experiencing of what really gives you life in this area. So what's your occupational value? Do some Googling with that. Your decision to experience this value, your behavior that can support it, and then take that observation of from 1 to 10. So that wraps us up with as many dimensions as we can do today. And next week on September 5th, we're going to dive into the intellectual dimension, and we're going to take a look at that. And also environmental dimension is super important. We're going to look at the environment, not only outside of your body, but inside of your body. And so with that, I just want to say that, again, powerful questions bring powerful answers. Allow yourself to awaken to your greatness. Express your soul essence in and for the world to explore, elevate, and expand. And so I look forward to you joining me on September 5th. I will take us on an exploration more about these dimensions of wellness and expression. And we'll do a little bit deeper dive and have an assessment. And so I look forward to seeing you September 5th, Monday at noon on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Beth Wolf, your host on Life in Full Expression. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and live in your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.